Let me just tell you, we're kind of scared to death. We've actually played bluegrass here. My first bluegrass music I ever played here was back in 69 with a fellow by the name of Ralph Stanley. And then for years we worked here for Bill Monroe until we got off doing other stuff. And in 1979 we were on this stage when, I don't mean to rule you young people out of this information, but back those days there weren't no cell phones. In fact, I remember when cell phones first came into being, I always thought this is not going to work because why should you have to answer the phone when you're in the car? I was wrong. But back in these days, there was a thing called CBs, and they put the CB thing out over the radios, all the truckers, and told Bill Monroe that I just had a son, and Bill come right out on this stage and hand me a big handful of silver dollars saying these was for that boy. I'm going to give them to him someday. Let me just take 1 second to introduce the band, if I could. For those that actually know bluegrass, you'll know that on the mandolin is one of the greatest mandolin players in the country. And the only court-certified mandolin player I've ever known, like let's say you got to go to court over something like your third or fourth divorce, he's the man to call. And I can say from personal experience, he knows all the things are about. So if you had an old rackety mandolin like mine, when he testifies for you, you get to keep it. And for those of you that really know bluegrass, you're not going to see this too much in your life. There's two Lloyd Lohrs on this stage here, and he's got one of them. This is a song Bill Monroe wrote about his friend Doc Watson, called it the Watson Blues.